From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Pope Francis appealed to the United States Wednesday to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change because the world is at a critical moment of history.
Accepting the urgency, it seems clear to me also that climate change is a problem we can no longer be left to a future generation.
President Barack Obama warmly welcomed the leader of the Roman Catholic Church to the White House on a beautiful autumn morning in Washington, and he agreed that Americans and people throughout the world have a sacred obligation to protect our planet. The president and the Pope are speaking at an official arrival ceremony celebrating the Pontiff's first visit to the United States. They saluted each other in speeches that were frequently interrupted by applause from 15,000 invited guests on the White House lawn.
You shake our conscience from slumber. You call on us to rejoice in good news and give us confidence that we can come together in humility and service and pursue a world that is more loving, more just, and more free.
Turning to the 78-year-old Pope, the President praised the Pontiff for your humility, your embrace of simplicity, the gentleness of your words, and the generosity of your spirit. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for better relations with Washington to help prevent what he called what he said would be disastrous conflict between the two nations as he begins his week-long tour of the United States. The comments came Tuesday during a much anticipated policy speech to business leaders in Seattle. Chinese leader also addressed cyber hacking with President Barack Obama, and he had said that it would figure prominently in their one-on-one talks at the White House. This is VOA News. European Union leaders gathered in Brussels Wednesday for an emergency meeting on the continent's vast migrant crisis, looking to tighten the region's borders while offering new aid to Turkey and other countries hosting refugees from the Syrian conflict. But the EU heads of state remain split on how to cope with the thousands of asylum seekers streaming to Europe, even after their interior ministers adopted a country-by-country quota plan Tuesday to disperse 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The EU is also proposing to spend $1.9 billion to improve emergency migrant reception centers in Europe. Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, says he is back in power exactly 1 week after he was detained by members of the presidential guard who staged a coup. Kafando said Wednesday his government has been restored and he is resuming power this very minute. Earlier, members of the Presidential Guard agreed to return to their barracks in a deal made after the presidents of Senegal, Togo, Benin, and Nigeria traveled to the capital, Ouagadougou, to negotiate. Government troops who had streamed into the capital in opposition of the coup leaders have agreed to retreat to 50 kilometers outside the city. Coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré apologized to the country Tuesday and vowed to hand over power when requested by the leaders' meeting in Ouagadougou. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia is calling on Muslims around the world to unite against misguided elements, including extremist groups such as the Islamic State that want to take Islam back to the age of ignorance. Daesh, the Islamic State, is busy trying to destroy the Muslim Ummah, or community, in the name of Islam. Groups like Daesh present incorrect interpretations of Islam, said the Grand Mufti. The chief Saudi cleric delivered the remarks during his annual sermon to more than 2 million Muslims who had converged on the valley of Mount Arafat for a day of prayer Wednesday at the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. U.S. baseball great Yogi Berra, who won 10 World Series championships as a catcher with the New York Yankees in the 1940s and 50s, and became one of the sport's most beloved figures, has died at the age of 90. Berra joined the Yankees in 1946 and played the entire 19-year career with the legendary franchise, sharing the dugout with other Yankee greats such as Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, eventually appearing in a total of 14 World Series. Born in St. Louis in 1925, Lawrence Peter Berra earned the nickname Yogi when a friend said that picture of a Hindu holy man sitting with his legs crossed reminded him of Berra sitting on the ground while he waited his turn at bat. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.